You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Welcome to the show. I started off today's show with Pelican off of their Australasia EP. That song was called, or no, I don't even know what this EP, Australasia album release. The song was called Drought. I hope you guys all had an awesome Halloween weekend. Halloween, of course, was on a Friday night, so I'm sure all of you guys went out and went crazy and partied, right? Isn't that what people do on Friday nights? I don't know. I am not the person to ask. It feels like the last week has been dragging out for a month. That's how awesome my life is. So, I don't know. Unfortunately, I have not been thinking about my show as much as I would like to. Life just got really busy and really hectic and really stressful within the past few weeks or so unfortunately I haven't been able to put in as much effort as I would like to into my shows. As you, if you listened to my Halloween show last week, I was even late for that and super stressed out, but it turned out all right, I hope. I think, I don't even know. And so yeah, she wanted to maybe call me here in the studio, place a request, give me some ideas. Our phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Coming up next week, you're going to want to stay tuned to CITR. We are starting our third annual fund drive that starts next Thursday, so exactly a week from now. Next Thursday, November 13th, and it goes on for about a bit over two weeks, until Thursday, November 27th. And so I will be talking about the fund drive a lot today in hopes that perhaps I will get you interested. And as always, CITR gives out prize packs, and the prize packs differ depending on how much you donate to our fine radio station. And like last year, I'm going to be throwing my very own special little bonus prize to people that donate money to CITR, and list my show as the show that they listen to or their favorite show or whatever it is. If you name drop We All Fall Down, I will throw in a special t-shirt that I am screen printing. I haven't screen printed yet. I have to wait to see how many people donate and then I'll make the t-shirts. That's usually how it goes. Let's see how it goes from there. So stay tuned for more information regarding the fun drive, but how about we get to some music? Right now, I am going to get to some brand new Fucked Up. They have a new album out called The Chemistry of Common Life. I'm playing a song for you called Days of Lust. Right now, this is brand new Fucked Up on We All Fall Down.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Myself about my past romances and love affairs. Well, they were something more to me than someone else. Well, how could I have been so blind? You moved on, just fine without me. Without me. Well, look at all this stuff I own. So many reddies and obscurities, but they never showed me how to live my life with you or anyone. No, not anyone. I never made a friend my own. Both domestic and apart from the chances of me. But who really cares? I guess I do. But do any of you?
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was Bad Religion off of their album, The Empire Strikes First. That song is called Los Angeles is Burning. Very politically charged band, if I may say so. Speaking of politics, I'm really glad that this U.S. election thing is over. Not because I'm, like, disinterested in politics. I was actually really interested and really into it for a while, but, like, the last couple weeks, like, no one will shut up about it, and I just don't want to hear about it anymore, okay? It's over. It's great, all right? Obama won, all right? So a lot of people are happy. Maybe some people aren't, but you know what? It's driving me a little bit crazy there for just a little bit. I went to the island for the weekend, and all my boyfriend wanted to talk about was politics. And then I came back, and then all my coworkers wanted to talk about the election. And then I went to go hang out with my Dungeons and Dragons group, and all they wanted to do was talk about politics. So, all right, it's over. Shh, driving me crazy. Before Bad Religion, I played Torch off of their album Yonderthal. That song was called Healer. Before that, The Transmitters off of their latest self-titled EP. That song was called Live a Little More. And I started off that set with Fucked Up off of their latest album, The Chemistry of Common Life. That song was called Days of Last. Huh. Okay. What was I going to tell you? But right now, I want to say that there are a couple rad shows coming up. I'm not going to talk about shows right now, but I'm bummed out that I'm going to be missing a few of the shows that I really want to check out. One of them being the King Con and the Barbecue Show. The King Con and Barbecue Show tomorrow at the Biltmore. Oh, it's been a long week. Can't go tomorrow because I will have to be driving out of town, but I hope that all of you guys can go out and make it because it's going to be an awesome show. If you haven't picked up a ticket yet, I would go do so today. It'll be a fun show. And then another show happening beginning of December, December 6th, is Cthulhupalooza. If you're a fan of Lovecraft, H.P. Lovecraft, master horror writer at all, maybe if you're a fan of Cthulhu, maybe if you're a fan of Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, or maybe if you're a fan of Rock Band, the video game, I think this would be an event that you should check out. It's happening December 6th at the Rio Theater, right at Commercial and Broadway, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a one-day party all about Lovecraft and Cthulhu. Darkest of the Hillside Thickets will be playing. There will be a rock band competition because the Thickets have, I believe they have a song. They have an exclusive rock band track. And they will also be screening the silent film, The Call of Cthulhu, which actually came out in 2007 or 6, so a year or two ago. So it's a silent film, but it's a new production. It's amazing. I own it. All the information can be found at CthulhuPalooza.com. And as an added bonus, Torin, the lead singer from Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, and I believe somebody that is putting on this event, will be a guest on my show next Thursday. Ah, awesome. He will be guest hosting with me, I suppose, and helping. One, he'll be talking about Cthulhupalooza, maybe even giving away tickets to this awesome event. And two, he will be helping me start off CITR's fun drive. So stay tuned next week for an awesome show. Torin from Darkest of the Hillside Thickets will be here with me. It will be throwing a party on air. And you're all invited, as in you should all listen. Going to stop talking now. I'm going to play some Darkest of the Hillside Thickets for you right now in anticipation for special guest host tour next week and Cthulhupalooza happening beginning of December. So let's get to some Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. This is a song off of their latest album, Shadow Out of Tim, on We All Fall Down.
Like a spell, like a stroke, like a kick in the head. It's like the throes of an epileptic seizure. days. Like a dream, like a trip, like a drug-induced haze. And I recall only little bits and pieces of X submitted to step in to say, so not even mine. Like a bottomless pit winding around in a secret combination. Like the strain that you make trying to figure it out. Like a death, like a gap, like a watery grave. And all I hear is impossibly distorted impressions of a world that are positive. It's not even mine. It's not even mine. It's not even mine. It's not even mine. Like a shot from a frozen shattered anodyne. Like a voice, like a crack, like a whispering shriek that echoes on, like it's coming by feverish white jiggles of thought that are positive and not even mine.
Okay, this is 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. You are listening to We All Fall Down. Cam and Dustin, was that your name?
Yeah.
Are here, and they have a special rap surprise.
No,
they don't have a rap surprise at all.
Well,
what the shit? They're here for something. You guys prepared a special speech.
Well, we were going to do a rap, but then we decided that we're not clever enough. So I'm just going to say... The song goes out to Leilani, straight from Alex Lee's fanny pack, and it's Leftover Crack with Atheist Anthem.
Awesome. Cam?
That's what we're going to say.
No, that's what you're... Okay. Awesome. All right. There we go.
Señora.
there. Awesome. Cam was just telling me about how he's not allowed back into the pit anymore.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I think it's story time.
Oh.
Doesn't have to be.
Well,
Cam headbutted the door open.
See, that's just a lie. Security guards are just not as cool as the rest of us, I think.
Because okay.
They like to feel like they're doing their job, and so they like to take advantage of...
All right, let's remember that we're also on a UBC radio station right now.
I didn't say anything about UBC. I just said security guards in general.
Okay, so a generalization.
Yes, yes. Okay. That's what you like to make on the radio.
Okay. And, yeah, the end.
Pretty much. We don't need to go into details. That's just not necessary.
Okay. In other news, Cam and I will be interviewing Dragon Force in December. It hasn't really been solidified, but it's almost there.
If you have any questions that you'd like to ask Dragon Force, you can call in and tell us your questions and we will ask
them
for you.
That's true. Yeah, maybe, if they're not too asinine.
Right, we pick the best ones.
Yeah, all the questions that Cam comes up with.
Of course.
There we go. So stay tuned for that. I wanted to talk about the fun drive for a quick second or two. It starts next Thursday, right, Cam?
It does.
It does, and what's our goal?
A lot of money.
It's $15,000. It's okay. We can make that.
So donate.
See, it doesn't seem like a lot to me because I'm trying to pull $30,000 out of my ass to go to school.
Oof.
So $15,000, easy piece of cake.
Ben at Silent Gardening, we know you're listening. Call in and donate.
I don't know what that means, but CITR has been around for a very long time, and our equipment's been around for a very long time as well. And so if you, fair listener, can donate to our awesome radio station, maybe we can get a new computer for the on-air studios. This guy's just not cutting it anymore. It's just, you can't open too many windows or the guy crashes. It's just, it's not fun. So there will be more information regarding the fund drive this week. Next week. It starts next Thursday. There is information to be found through our website, which is www.citr.ca, right?
Mm-hmm. Cam, and is, you've got to call in during your favorite show, because the shows all have tallies, and whoever gets the most money is the best.
I didn't know that was happening. I just said that if they called in during my show and like donated to the fund drive, that I would throw in like a bonus prize on top of what they already got.
Ooh,
but
bribery.
Yeah, I did it last year. It totally worked.
Next year, upgrade to blackmail.
Blackmail? Okay, we will keep that on the back burner for now. But how about we play some Bison? Bison are coming to town. Well, they're not. They live here. But they are playing a show with 3 Inches of Blood.
And Priestess.
And Priestess, we don't really like. So let's just say it's the Bison 3 Inches of Blood show.
That's a good show.
Do you remember when it's happening?
No.
No? It is happening Saturday, November 29th at the Commodore Ballroom. There we go. Pointy pointy, this is New Bison on CITR.
Rock! wide open. I think I'm bluffing.
So I totally forgot to do show listings today, but that's all right because, I don't know. I don't know. Priestess, 3 Inches of Blood, and Bison are coming, they're playing November 29th at the Commodore Ballroom. Black Dahlia Murder is playing with Misery Index on December 7th at Richards on Richards. And Iced Earth is also coming to Vancouver. They're playing with, I can't read that. What does that say, Cam?
Magnus Rising.
And
local band. And I can't read the other name either.
Yeah, I don't know what that says. But Iced Earth are coming November 19th at the Commodore Ballroom.
If you're in a metal band, you should always make your logo somewhat legible so that we can announce it.
Yeah. Way to go, guys. Way to go. Oh, and Dragon Force are also coming to Vancouver there. Oh, December 19th at the Croatian Cultural Center, which means it's an all-ages show. So, yeah. I'm almost done. I'm going to leave you off now with some Cursed off of their latest album, 3. Coming up next, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show, except Robin's not coming in. The show is pre-recorded, so I'll be pressing play, and then you guys will be listening to it for an hour until 3 o'clock when Brendan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. So stay tuned to CITR all day and every day because Cam's awesome, right? That's the reason.
Pretty much, and so is Marielle.
Yeah, pretty much. As always, you can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and download podcasts for this show and many other shows on this fine radio station through our website, which is www.citr.ca. Right? And Cam, make sure that website is up and running.
I will make sure of that.
That's his job. That's why they pay him the big bucks. So now, on to a well-deserved lunch break. this is Cursed on We All Fall Down. Play, make music, go fast now. Wow, this isn't happening. Okay.
Sign of skylight, so I'm Every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th, the Vancouver Theatre Sports League present Improv. The internet goes offline and on stage for 90 minutes of hilarity when improv comedians from Vancouver Theatre Sports League take on Facebook, wikis, blogs and iTunes. Improv is on at the New Review stage on Granville Island every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th. Doors are 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for great student rates? Don't miss 2-for-1 Wednesdays, or get a group of 10.